Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Relate, Discover, and Conquer. I'm your host, William C. Tiro, and I must say, I'm so excited that you chose to join us today. I'm so excited that in our second show, you chose to listen and tune in wherever you are. You might be at work, you might be at home, you might be running errands, and you just chose to tune in. I'm so excited to also announce that yesterday, a lot of people tuned in and they listened, and I'm so excited. You know, it brings comfort to the host to know that there's actually people that are listening to this podcast, and motivation to know as well that we're not actually wasting our time with our productions, you know. And you know, it brings us joy to know that people are listening. One thing that we would be excited to hear is your testimonies, for lack of a better word. And if you want to share your thoughts about today's topic or yesterday's topic, you can send us a WhatsApp on 074-277-8857, 074-277-8857. Well, friends, we are still talking about the process of healing. We are still talking about the process of healing. This week, we just want to start with the process of healing, because realizing where South Africa has come from, you know, made us notice our downfall. I'm currently working on a novel, and the novel addresses a weakness of Black people. And one of the things that I've noticed, you know, as I was writing the novel, is that now we don't know what to fight for. You know, when we look at people like Steve Biko, when we look at people like Rolihlahla Mandela, when we look at people that fought for our freedom, you know, we notice one thing about them: they had a common interest. They wanted Black people to be able to have options. They wanted Black people to be able to travel in their own land. They wanted Black people to be able to buy houses wherever they wanted. They wanted freedom. Freedom for Black people. So when we went through apartheid, so many people died for that cause. So many people died for that freedom. And today we celebrate those people because we notice that if it had not been for them, we would probably still be going through the same thing. After 1994, having Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela becoming the first Black president in South Africa, you know, people began fighting for the wrong things simply because they didn't know what to fight for anymore. You know, when we look at the illegal protests that took place about 2 or 3 weeks ago in South Africa, that started in KZN and flooded into Gauteng, going into the rest of the country, we realized that people were actually fighting because they don't really know what to fight for. Yes, of course, people don't have jobs, and yes, of course, people are hungry. But the situation that occurred has crippled our economy, and it has brought us to our knees as a country. And now we find ourselves trying to convince investors to continue investing in our country whilst they have lost so much. You see, we found ourselves as a Black nation becoming a fading color. About 2 or 3 years ago, women were crying, saying enough is enough, we don't want to die. And when we look at news last year in 2020, we notice so many women dying, even in lockdown, simply because we are fighting the wrong cause. We are fighting against each other. We are killing each other. That is a place that we find ourselves in our democracy. We find ourselves in a place of confusion. We find ourselves in a place of need. We find ourselves in a place whereby we are desperate, desperate to be heard, desperate to be given attention, desperate for our cause to be heard. And if we are not heard, we begin killing each other. We begin destroying our properties. We begin doing things that are so wrong that even our children are looking at us shaking their heads. We are fighting the wrong cause. But when we look at the things that we have done in our country to our women, to our children, we begin to realize that actually we are broken. There is something that is broken in us, something that stretches back into apartheid, something that stretches back into the fact that my father died when I was young, my mother died when I was young, that I had no parents, that I failed in school, that nobody believed me when I said I can make it. And so their negativity rubbed on so hard that I ended up doing drugs. There's something that is broken in our country. There's something that is broken in our men. There's something that is broken in our women. And so we need to be able to engage in a process of healing. In a process of healing. Today, our subtopic is caged in regret. Caged in regrets. You know, when we talk about healing, we don't talk about, you know, when you have lost your spouse or your family member. We don't talk about when you have lost something in your life that you feel is meaningful. But we talk about so much more. We talk about our past, things that are so engraved in our minds and in our hearts to a point that we find it so difficult to move on. We talk about our careers, the fact that I'm working so hard, but I'm not recognized in my workspace. We talk about our relationships, the fact that I have destroyed my marriage, my children, my in-laws, my extended family, so much that they don't believe in me anymore. And so many people today are broken. So many people today are torn apart. So many people today are like a glass that has fallen from the table and it has fallen to the ground and it has shattered. They find it so hard to pick up the pieces and move on. And move on. I remember when I was young, I call it my 96 moment. When I was young and my mother passed on, I found it so hard over the years to let go of that passing. I found it so hard to just move on. In everything that I do, I would just tell myself, things would have been better had my mother been alive. That passing created some brokenness inside of me. It had created some shattered glass inside of me. That even today, when I think about the passing, it still pierces my heart, because I still believe if had my mother been alive, things would have been different. You see, sometimes we hold on to the broken things in our lives. The broken marriage, the broken career, the broken things in our lives, and we start saying to ourselves, if things had been different, things would have been different from what they are today. If my wife would have stayed, then things would have been different. If my children were alive, things would have been different. And because of that, we simply cannot move on. Some of us have made bad choices, bad career choices, bad marriage choices, bad business choices. And now you find yourself caged in regret. You find yourself every day, you are married to a beautiful wife, but you keep on telling yourself, why didn't I marry so and so? You are caged in regret. And the people around you are suffering because they can see what you are going through and how much you are demeaning and abusing them. Caged in regret. I remember I belonged to an organization. And that organization, I have centered my life around that organization. And when things went wrong, when after the internship process, after everything that I have done that they said I should do, when one thing went wrong, when we had a simple disagreement, they decided to chuck me out and forget about me. And I had to now sit down and begin to rethink my future, reorganize my plans, and chose to run towards my destiny. Simply because I chose not to be caged in regret of choosing to base my career in this organization. I chose to rethink my future, reorganize my plans, and run towards my destiny so that I don't focus on my past decision regarding that organization. Though my relationship with that organization is like that glass that has fallen to the ground and has shattered. Though my relationship with that organization is like that shattered glass that I find hard to fix and move on, I choose to rethink, reorganize, and run towards my destiny. You see, I don't know what kind of healing you need, but I'm sure that you too are caged in regret, as I was. You too are caged in regret, as I was. Well, today, my brother and my sister, I have three words that can change your life only if you commit to them. I have three words that can transform your life and help you translate into becoming a better mother, a better father, a better husband, a better wife, a better employee, a better businessman. I have three words for you. Rethink, reorganize, and run. Rethink, reorganize, and run. See, in order for you to live a life away from regret, in order for you to live without regret in your life, you need to face your demons. Face the predicament that you found yourself. If it is a broken marriage, you need to be able to go back to your wife or go back to your husband and seek for forgiveness. Even if you have signed those papers and you guys are moving on, you need to be able to go back and apologize. Because that is the only way that you can be able to progress in your life. That you can be able to change and channel your thoughts towards your future. If it is a passing, you need to be able to sit down and seek closure in your life. Face your demon. If it is a broken business or your business is dying, you need to sit down and rethink your business, your vision, the purpose of your business. And secondly, you need to make a decision to live a different life and commit. Make a decision. Don't only face your demons, but make a decision to live a different life and commit to it. Commit to it. I'm telling you, my friends, in order for you to succeed in your life, you need to change your perception about your future. You need to channel your mind towards your vision, your goals, your purpose, and commit. You might be broke at the moment, but commit towards the vision. Things might not look like they are going according to plan, but commit towards the vision. And like I said, the three words that changed my life and that continue to change my life: rethink, reorganize, and run. Rethink your future. I had to sit down after the mess that I went through with that organization and the passing of my mother. I had to sit down and rethink my future. My future with my wife. My future in my career. My future in my vision and my purpose and my goals. My future at large. And secondly, I began to reorganize my plans so that I can be able to fit my wife, so that I can be able to channel my way into the future. And lastly, run towards my destiny. And remember, you are not alone. Someone else is going through what you are going through. Some of you are married and have spouses. Some of you have friends that are close. Some of you have children. Some of you have families. Hold on to them. Share your vision with them. And help them help you into achieving your goals. That is the only way that you can live outside of regret. That is the process of healing. The process of healing. Well, thank you, friends, for joining me today. May you find your process of healing and freedom from regrets. May you rethink, reorganize, and run. towards your destiny.